Flame and She Will Have Her Way to start the hour, and Gilbert Sullivan and Alone Again, apart from Lisa over there, of course. You okay?
Yes, and you?
Yeah, 40 minutes past eight, the Full English Breakfast Show. Now, it can be tempting to take a risk when parking in a hurry, but one French MP has shown why it's always worth checking where you've left your car. Jean Lassalle was late to watch his son's rugby match in the southwestern town of Bédou on Sunday. I was late. I saw this magnificent place and I parked there, he said, in typical French style. But his mistake soon became clear because the police came up to me during the match and explained that I'd parked on a level crossing. Mr. Lassalle, an independent MP who ran in the 2017 presidential election, was told he had committed a bit of a faux pas. And if to add to the jeopardy, the police said his vehicle was currently blocking a passenger train. I was totally surprised, he told the Sud-West newspaper. He was then driven to the scene of the crime, where he quickly moved his car. The train was indeed at a standstill, he said. I apologised to the passengers. Everyone was very nice. Don't think I would have been. Fortunately, the visibility from the train was good and there was no danger. I have no excuse. It's been 2 years since the line opened and I even inaugurated it. It's a big mistake. He escaped without a fine, but had one suggestion for how similar mistakes could be avoided in future. If I had a drive like many of my peers, that wouldn't happen, he said.
He's a colourful politician.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son was very much in favour of him when he was running for the presidential
election. Le French parking.
Yeah, and he also did the... He was the one that did the 39-day hunger strike.
Oh, yes.
In 2006, yeah.
I had an idea a few years ago about doing a table coffee book called French Parking. Because, whenever I wander around, I just see people just who've got into the most incredible spaces.
They certainly do.
It's the ones who park right on the pavement, so you have to actually go into the roads to walk around the car. They're the best, aren't they? Then never mind the mums with pushchairs and the rest of it. As long as I can park my car, that's all right. What will Tuesday's pop quiz bring?
I'm not going to be too hard on you. You did well yesterday, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes.
Can't remember what I was doing five minutes ago, let alone yesterday.
Question number one. Who is the only musician ever to have been awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature?
Bob Dylan.
Correct. Question number two. Who became the oldest person ever to achieve a UK number one single?
Cliff.
No.
Dame Vera Lynn.
No.
Oldest person ever. Ludwig van Beethoven.
No, it was quite recently. It was, he did it for charity.
Captain Tom.
Yes, well done, Captain Thomas Moore. Yeah. And finally, this Rolling Stones track was my earworm this morning. It featured on the 1978 album Some Girls. In 1984, the song was covered by Bette Midler. Sometimes misunderstood as a put-down, this is a rare Stones song that treats women as equals.
Covered by Bette Midler. I can hear it as well, but I just can't... you're going to have to tell me.
It was Beast.
Beast of Burden, of course. Shamefully.
Yes.
Got that wrong. When was the last time we got a Rolling Stones question wrong?
Oh. Well, don't beat yourself up over it. You can't be right all the time. Although you'd like to think you are. Joke, J for joke. Oh no, he's sulking.
Strikes Sarah off Christmas card list. Arch Christmas is cancelled anyway, so that's all right.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysa has the top stories across the Riviera.
The Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region has been classified as one of eight French departments put on a health risk alert by Italy's health minister due to COVID-19. Travellers arriving from Paris, the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, Corsica, the Hauts-de-France, southwestern France and the PACA region will be obliged to undergo testing for the coronavirus upon arriving in Italy. The move, however, according to reports, will not apply to cross-border workers or French Riviera residents travelling for the day to shop for less than 72 hours. The move announced on Monday shows Italy is tightening access to the country as the number of COVID-19 cases rise across Europe. The announcement comes as most of France is now declared to be a red zone for the circulation of the virus. COVID figures released on Monday evening show 5,298 new cases and 53 deaths in France in the last 24 hours. In addition, 52 additional clusters have been detected, with 4,103 people hospitalised over the last 7 days, of which 638 patients were admitted to intensive care. The test positivity rate is now 5.9%. Meanwhile, in a move to allow employees of small businesses in the region to continue their activity and guarantee protection of both employees and customers, the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region has announced that it will make 30,000 rapid screening tests available free of charge. The rapid blood test, which checks the presence of antibodies in the blood, is easy to use and gives results within 15 to 30 minutes. Several local politicians have backed calls for widespread vaccination against the flu this winter. Alpes-Maritimes Deputy Cédric Roussel is one of the 75 politicians who has signed an open letter calling for flu vaccinations. The president of the PACA region, Renaud Muselière, has called for compulsory flu shots for the over-65s and carers. In other news, a 61-year-old Dutch tourist has been shot while in his car on a motorway in southwestern France. The incident occurred at 1 p.m. on Sunday while the car was on the A63 motorway. The passenger was taken to hospital where his wounds are not thought to be life-threatening. A hunt was taking place in the area at the time and police believe the tourist's injuries may be linked to the hunt. And the investigation continues. A man has been placed in police custody in Nice after threatening to kill everyone on the Promenade des Anglais. The incident occurred in the early hours of Monday morning when the man, following a marital dispute, left the family home under the influence of alcohol on the Rue de France in Nice, armed with a hunting rifle. Police quickly intervened, arresting the individual at the wheel of his car on the Promenade des Anglais. Rush hour traffic has been heavily disrupted after the closure of the A8 motorway exit at St Isidore. The closure came following an accident shortly after 6:30 p.m. on Monday evening, causing long tailbacks. And the Monaco government has set up a new remote teleservice to help with the purchase of an ecological vehicle. Monaco has a generous subsidy for the purchase of vehicles emitting less than a certain amount of carbon dioxide. The new online service speeds up the process. 3,205 electric and hybrid vehicles are currently registered in the principality, which is about 6.8% of all vehicles. In national news, French President Emmanuel Macron is to visit a care home in the Loire-et-Cher today as part of the fight against the coronavirus in France. The head of state will meet caregivers and residents. His visit comes as the French government calls on the elderly to protect themselves against COVID-19. Emmanuel Macron reiterated last week during a visit to the Tour de France the need to protect the most vulnerable people over 65 and people who have dangerous diseases, asking them to reduce their trips, to isolate themselves and not to go to sporting and cultural events. However, many in the sector insist on the particularly harmful effects of restricted measures on the well-being and the health of the elderly. A young schoolteacher, tattooed from head to toe, has been threatened with no longer being able to teach at a nursery school due to his appearance, which bothers some parents. The teacher, who has taught at all levels from nursery to secondary school students, as well as in the UK, is currently working at the school in the Paris region. France's Teaching Academy has reportedly requested that he no longer attends work after letters of complaint were received from parents. Finally, a rare allosaur skeleton, one of the oldest dinosaurs, considered to be the grandfather of the dreaded T-Rex, will be auctioned in Paris on October the 13th. Over 150 million years old and almost 10 metres long and 3.5 metres high, the skeleton is estimated at between 1 and 1.2 million euros.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
You going to be bidding for that?
Why not? 1.2, no. I don't think I can manage it.
Could put it in the corridor.
Good.
How high is it?
How high is it? It's 10 metres long and 3.5 metres high.
Oh, it would definitely fit.
It would just fit, wouldn't it? Mm. Yeah.
Football reports say the owner of Chelsea Football Club held secret investments in players not owned by the club. An investigation shows the billionaire Russian Roman Abramovich held rights to players through a company based in the British Virgin Islands. Questions have been raised as to whether it was proper for the owner of a football club to have an interest in players in other teams. A spokeswoman for Mr. Abramovich has stressed that no rules or regulations have been broken. The developments come following the leak of these so-called FinCEN files, which show that a holding company owned by the Russian oligarch had taken stakes in players through third-party ownership. Two games in the English Premier League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Alistair Ross at BBC Sport, and Manchester City have won their opening game of the Premier League season, just shading Wolves 3-1 at Molineux. A Kevin De Bruyne penalty, a goal from Phil Foden, and a late strike from Gabriel Jesus with the score at a nervy 2-1, sealing the 3 points. It was a maiden win in a City shirt too for new signing Nathan Ake.
Yeah, it's been tough. Obviously, it's not the normal pre-season. Everyone came late from international breaks and stuff like that. So it hasn't been a normal one, but I think everyone stayed positive. We tried to do our best. And I think today we came out very strong in the first half especially. And the second half, we stayed in the game. And in the end, we won.
Aston Villa narrowly saw off a Sheffield United side who played with 10 men for most of their match. Ezri Konsa scored the only goal in a 1-0 win, but it could have been different if Emiliano Martinez hadn't saved an earlier Sheffield United penalty. It was the keeper's Villa debut, having joined from Arsenal, and manager Dean Smith was delighted.
Yeah, he was a great saver. What a great start. He's a great character, really, really strong personality, calm, assured, and you saw that tonight. He didn't have much to do, but what he did well. Very good on the ball, but he knows how to play for a big club, and we believe that we're a big club.
And Tuesday's League Cup tie between Tottenham and Leighton Orient, who play in the fourth tier of English football, could be in doubt. It's after Orient confirmed a number of their first team players had tested positive for coronavirus following their match on Saturday. It's understood if Orient are unable to field the team, the game will be awarded to Spurs because there's not enough room in the schedule to rearrange it. For more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
So Wolves on their way to the Premier League title then?
Just wait and see. They're obviously going to, have a little talk in the dressing room and then they'll play better next time. It was just a little hiccup.
Maybe you should give the talk.
Why not?
Liven things up. Formula One, up to 20,000 fans will be allowed to attend next month's Eifel Grand Prix in Germany. The race will take place on October the 11th at the Nürburgring, which can normally hold up to 100,000 fans. The grandstands will be divided into individual sections and there will be designated seating to allow for social distancing. Ticket purchase will be contactless and face masks will be mandatory around the circuit. Tennis, Novak Djokovic has won his 36th Masters title after beating Diego Schwartzman in the final of the Italian Open. The world number one won 7-5-6-3 to move one tournament victory clear of Rafael Nadal and give him a boost heading into the French Open next week. And in rugby union, Sale have beaten Harlequins 27-19 to win the English Premiership Cup final. Sale scored two late tries to secure the win after Harlequins had been leading 19-10.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster. The world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts. Beyond expectation.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime in the VAR. The general situation is a depression 1,030 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, mainly fine, force 3 to 5. Southwesterly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are west-southwesterly, force 3 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, showery, force 4 to 6 westerly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio, weather.
Sunshine and thundery showers again today. Light variable winds. Temperatures 24 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 18 degrees on the coast, 16 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Wednesday and Thursday are mainly fine with highs of 24 to 26 degrees. Finally,
going on a 15-minute awe walk each week and stopping to appreciate nature helps boost positive emotions and reduce stress. according to a new study. It's well known that getting out of the house to take a short walk every day can dramatically improve our mood. But US scientists say walking boosts our frame of mind even more if we make a note to soak up the beauty of all that is around us. These awe walks, where we soak up nature, surroundings and more, can boost healthy pro-social emotions such as compassion and gratitude. After analysing selfies taken during walks, these walks over the course of 8 weeks, the US experts found that all walks can make us smile more too.
Yes, and they have a host of benefits, including an expanded sense of time and enhanced feelings of generosity, well-being and humility.
That's what I just said.
The study is published in the journal Emotion, which you obviously subscribe to.
Yes,
of course.
Since you
got to it before I did. That's it for the entertainment news. That's the emotional news. It's on the website, rivieradio.mc. 70 minutes to 8, the Full English Breakfast Show and the businesses with Barclays after Glass Animals. Smashing, this one, isn't it?
I like it.
Glass smashing.
Oh, boom, boom.
Tangerine.
You're here till Friday.